News from Woolworths. Battle won for Lee. Lee's regiment remembered. Two Millwall fans have ensured a fallen war hero will be immortalised in one of the borough's new developments, the news can reveal. A street or block in the new Elephant Park will bear the name Lee O'Callaghan, one of the first British troops to die in the line of duty in Iraq in 2004. This year it's 10 years since Lee was killed in action, but the Millwall through and through soldier has not been forgotten, as fellow fans Lee Evans and John Davis campaigned to make sure future generations remember him nearby where he grew up on the Haygate. Lee was serving in the 1st Battalion, the Princess of Wales Regiment, when he was shot in the chest by a Shia militiaman in Basra on the 9th of August. He was the 62nd British soldier to be killed in the Iraq War and the 14th to die after the war was declared over. The young soldier had called home a few days earlier to speak to his dad, Eugene, on his birthday, and the whole family was looking forward to him coming home on leave the following week. Instead, they got a visit from two army officers, saying Lee had given his life helping his comrades to safety after two Land Rovers were destroyed by rockets. Lee's name was put forward with more than 130 other suggestions from local people to name new streets and blocks in the borough over the next 15 years. Lendlease and Southwark Council have confirmed to the news this week that, barring any problems flagging up by the emergency services, Lee's name will definitely be immortalised in one of the borough's new builds. Both the council and Lendlease have fully supported the campaign to see Private Lee O'Callaghan's remembered within the Elephant Park development, said Southwark's Cabinet Member for Planning and Regeneration, Councillor Mark Williams. Lendlease will be speaking to Lee's family to discuss which one of the new features would be most fitting to carry his name. Lee's mum, Shirley O'Callaghan, said, "That's nice, it's finally got to happen. It's what people want and they wouldn't have done it in the first place, so I'm really pleased." "This is amazing," said Lee Evans. Lee O'Callaghan's memory will be spoken about on a daily basis by people who never knew him. They'll ask about Lee and understand the sacrifice he made. Credit to Southwark Council and Lendlease for listening to the community. Let's hope this brings a little bit of good news to the O'Callaghan family. Simon Hughes, local MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, said, "It's a fitting time, given the 10-year anniversary of Lee's death in August this year. We must remember this true modern hero, and naming a street after him would weave his service and his sacrifice into our borough's proud history." Some of the other suggestions made during the Put It on the Map project, run by the Creation Trust, were, of course, Charlie Chaplin, Irene Hayes, who ran Super Arts Performing Arts School in Larkham Street since 1962, Baldwin's Sarsaparilla Drink, and Nicky Clark, the hairdresser, who's apparently from the area. Lendlease and the council will now choose 40 of the suggestions to appear in the new developments in the area, with the first wave of confirmed names to be announced by the new year. For updates on the chosen names, visit www.putitonthemap.org.